There's nothing else that I'd rather be doing. So that's why I'm excited about today. And as you saw, one of the first things that's hardest whenever you get into a group dynamic is the introduction, isn't it? Okay. Luckily, some of us have selective memory, and we won't remember what age you said, much less your name. But it's a point of conversation that you guys can talk to one another. What you have today is pretty much the agenda of what we're going to talk about. So a little bit about the church, a little bit about small groups, a little bit about what Connections Boot Camp is, and then some group dynamics. And then we're going to split off into community groups and small groups, and then it'll be modeled in each part. Much more condensed, so you're not going to be here for 3 hours today. Hopefully we'll be done in an hour from now of what that is. And so intermixed amongst you right now, because I'm not going to identify them, are those that have decided to be small group leaders, as well as community group leaders, and also those that are going to be host homes. Okay, so part of the idea of being here for these next, the 4th, the 11th, and the 25th, is to get to know each other. Because the very first step that you're taking is to know people in the church, because we have close to 5,000 people in the church, but look at how small it is now. Okay? And then when you're in your small group or community group, it gets even smaller. And that's where those lifelong relationships and those relationships of support happen. So with that, let's pray, and then we'll jump right in. Father, we just give this time to you, and as we seek to connect to one another, we know that it's all because of you and your Son, of why we're even here. And so we ask your blessing upon this time. May it not be some program that we contrive, but it's something that we truly seek relationship with each other of manifesting the church, even in the home or whether it's hiking, of what believers are, of how they interact with each other. And may we all be a witness of what you've done for us. And we just ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So the first thing I want to cover is the vision for the church. It's very simple. And for those of you that are kinesthetic learners where you have to move, you get it right. If you need a pen, let me know. There's a box of pens up here. So, who here knows what the first part of the vision statement is? Hey, Rich, if you want. I thought I had a handout somewhere. Maybe I lost it. Derek.
Be
a disciple is the very first thing. The most important thing in your relationship with God is your relationship with God. And that falls under being a disciple, being a learner and follower of Christ, wholeheartedly committed, not somebody that just goes to school on Sunday and then goes does everything else the rest of the week. The next one is to make a disciple. This is investment in someone else to be a follower of Christ. And it's a direct investment. For those of you that want to send your money off, that's the next step. But make disciple is who are you in relationship with and investing in. Now, not to make this some complicated scheme of, I got to spend 2 hours at Starbucks with this guy going verse by verse through Leviticus, okay? Because those of you that are much more wiser than I am know that discipleship and discipling others and making a disciple can last even 1 minute, can't it? It's that word of exhortation, that word of encouragement when there's an issue or something like that. And so that's the idea of making disciples. And then sending disciples is that we do not become our own mushroom colony, feeding off of each other, but that we go out into the world. And there are those that are called to plant churches. There are those that are called to be missionaries. Our evangelism team goes out to the Balloon Classic. They go out to, where was it last week? The Olympic, or the Rocky Mountain State Games. They go out to a variety of places. So we're sending them out, as in trying to make disciples as well. And so how does small group fit within that, or how does community group fit within that? Well, first of all, is that you're being a disciple by participating in the body of Christ in a small group or in a community group. And second of all, is that you're trying to make a disciple by your investment in one another within that group. Because that is critical. We know that Hebrews says, don't forsake the gathering of yourselves together as the manner of some is. And so it is a critical part. But the vision of RMC Connections is making big church small. Making big church small. Because it's easy to come and to be a bench warmer and to leave. And Pastor Eric is convinced sometimes that there's magic erasers on the doors. So when you walk out the door, it's like you have a brain scan done and everything is gone. But within small groups and within community groups is that we foster that relationship. And that's where the connectivity happens. And so with small groups, the study and application of the weekend message is the key point of small groups. And there's several reasons of why it's this way. The first one is that it provides continuity of content. Okay? Is that you're not, if you're attending a small group and let's say you start to attend another one, it's not like, okay, what's this one going to be about? Okay, what's this one going to be about? And it also keeps, even though we are so large of a church, it keeps us focused. So it provides unity of purpose is the second point there. Is that we're all one body, and as that one body is that we are studying God's Word together and focusing on application. The next one is provides consistency. It provides consistency so that there's not the need to come up with something new. Just like we teach verse by verse on Wednesdays and on the weekend, the same thing is that the consistency that's there within the small group is there. Now, community groups is a bit different. You know, and these are the idea is reaching by living. So it's more of an activity-based evangelistic aspect. So the community groups that are starting is, a variety of ones. But if they start, let's just say a mountain biking one, is that this is a common interest that believers have together that go to this church. Okay, but what is important, though, is that it will always begin with a 10 to 15-minute devotion and then prayer. So the word and prayer are first before the activity. Whatever it might be. And it might be on site somewhere else. Okay, it's not going to necessarily be right here. And then activity is whatever it might be. And it could be a variety of things. And when those community groups hop up, whether it's mountain biking or hiking or there's a deliberate prayer group for something else that's a community group assembled in prayer, is that activity will be that. And then relationships is still key within that. Small groups foster relationships a lot quicker. Activity groups as relationships still has to be a key of knowing about each other, of being concerned about each other, and then praying for one another. So prayer and conversations is what is important within that. And when I say conversations is that after that devotion, there will always be a question of the day. So like today's message, let's say that's a devotion and somebody gives a 10 to 15 minute devotion on it. But here's the question. Where has God been faithful when you've made a mistake? And so for those of you that are a bit more aggressive and have better knees than me and like to climb 14ers, is while you're walking together, it's like, so what's the biggest mistake you've had that God has proven himself faithful? And of still having that dialogue in a community group. And so the vision of RMC Connections Bootcamp for these next few times, and the reason why we're not meeting on the 18th is because we have service, one place service at America the Beautiful. But the first thing is it's basic information on group dynamics. Okay, is that this helps assimilate, and this is the last one, but it'll help assimilate you into a small group or into a community group. So instead of walking into a place with your eyes closed and not knowing what's going on, it's like, okay, I have some basic tools, I see how things work, all of that. The next one is to model smaller community groups so that you get a working picture of, okay, a small group or a community group should be, 90% the same. Okay? There's going to be personality dynamics on how leaders facilitate, but again, the content should be the same, how they're modeled, those types of things, or how they are executed, those types of things. The other thing is that during this time is to develop large church relationships because everybody here is not going to be in the same small group, are they? But because you're here, you're meeting other people that are without your small group, that are within the church, and so you know where they're at. And it instead of taking necessarily years to expand it, is use this time to meet other people. And even though you're not going to be in small group or community group with them, is that you'll still know them. And you still know what they do and what they participate in. And it tightens up our body. You will have a chance to meet the leaders in the host homes. So meeting the leaders as well during this time, and especially on the 25th, which will be the main focus with that. And then that last point is to ease assimilation into the new group. So not only for leaders, but also for those that are attending. Okay, this is what's expected of me. This is what's expected of the leader. This is what's expected of the group. So it eases into that. And so the first, any questions about any of those three vision statements at all? is we're going to get into our first group dynamics after this. No? Okay. So one of the key reasons that people want to be in small group is relationship, especially with a large church, is I want relationship. And so, you know, if we funnel that down from 5,000 down to 10, then the relationships there develop and they get much stronger. And so we all desire also to be a part of something bigger and better than ourselves and being an active participant in it through the power of the Holy Spirit. So finding a group of people that are committed to studying God's word and living it out is a true treasure. Or to find a group that's in community, that's doing something together, that's fellow believers, reaching other people as well. So relationship is the first thing that we're going to discuss in group dynamics. Now, next week, we'll be studying the study of God's word in small group. And then August 25th will be about true fellowship. And then after August 25th, that's when you'll sign up for small groups as well and community groups. So after we talk about these things right now is that you'll then split up community group and small group, and that will be modeled. The community groups will end up going over to the cafe area, and small group will stay here with me. So as you look at your paper, the passage that I'm going to cover for relationship is 1 Peter 4, 7 through 11. And it says, "But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers, and above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." So what is the first thing that Peter is writing to this group of believers that concerns their relationship with one another?
Prayer.
Be serious and watchful in your prayer. And so to pray for things that glorify God and anticipate the return of his son, you know, is one of the key things of small group and any type of group dynamics. Is that different from a secular group? Is that a Christian group, whether it's activity-based or a study of God's word or common interest, is that prayer is one thing that unites that group even stronger. That second one is to have that fervent love. So agape love is what that is. So central to your success in small group is that love is perceived and accepted. That one that you offer and that you accept from others. And it's grounded in not our own intrinsic value or extrinsic value for those of us that think we're good looking, okay? But it's grounded in the fact of what God has done within our life, of why we are loving of one another. Because one of the key things that Christ said is that they will know you're my disciples because you do what? Because how you love one another. So love is a key aspect of small group or any type of group dynamics. So the next thing is hospitality. Now, it seems like a $5 word that has to do with hospitals, but it's that generous care and welcome for one another. Typically, when we look at this, we look at the host home being hospitable. But you notice this doesn't say, okay, host homes, be hospitable to everybody. It says be hospitable to one another's, is to express that. And so that generous care and welcoming of one another. We are to do it without grumbling also. You notice he puts those two things together. Is to have generous care and a warm heart, warm welcome for them, but don't grumble. So what does that mean? Is that there is no grumbling because there's a lack of dessert or coffee at small group. Okay, there's no grumbling because there's a new person that comes in that wasn't here on the 25th. There's not that type of grumbling because we know that it does what to our small group? It ends up dividing it more than anything else. And so Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying or building up, that it may give grace unto the hearers." So a good word to remember so that our words don't become grumbling. Serving is the next one. You'll notice that he starts to talk about gifts, but the idea is using our gifts to serve one another within that group. Some people will be will have different gifts of the Holy Spirit, but it's not for our own exaltation whatsoever, but it's totally in service to each other. It's not, hey, I'm gifted in this, so I want to do this. But it's, how can I use the gifting the Holy Spirit's given me to serve the rest of the people that are in the group? Some of it might be administrative, some of it might be prayer, you know, and it is critical that when these things, these dynamics come together and you get organized as a group, as we're not concerned with the business model, but you know what? Some people love to compile prayer request lists, and they love sending it out on email. And that is something that I don't love doing, okay? But other people do, and so that's how we complete each other as the body of Christ, is of those gifts that make us complete when we're together. And then the last one is united. Is that there has to be a unity that's there. In Philippians 2, 1 through 2, says, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. And this was Paul wrote to the letter to the church at Philippi. And so be of one mind and one accord, of being committed together to live life out for Christ. It's important for us to be unified. And so when you are going into your small group and community group, I challenge you is not to take it as a flippant commitment, but it is a heartfelt commitment that I'm going to invest in this group for the rest of this year, for the rest of the school year, is that there's that investment. Because even though we have this Connections boot camp to try to alleviate some of those potholes and those bumps in the road, is that not all of them are going to get eliminated. And so that when we hit those things, is our commitment is what carries us through. And especially when it's a commitment to one another, is that that's when Galatians 6, 1 and 2 happens, is when one of us stumbles, it's like, okay, I'm with you. And you keep going together. So this first week is just the importance of relationships. And I hope that you gathered some information that when it comes to group dynamics, is these key things for relationships. So before we split up small groups, community groups, does anybody have any questions about relationship within group dynamics?
I just have a question about the overall.
Okay.
What you're doing, we won't be here probably for the next 3 weeks, so we're going to miss the rest of this. That kind of put us out.
We'll see how good the recording comes through. So, and that's one of the things, because we know it doesn't fit in everybody's schedule. Mm-hmm. So I am trying to record them as well, so that tool is there for leaders as well. It's a, hey, listen to these, and then the dialogue with me of, okay, what did you think about the teaching on study of God's Word? What spoke to you, you know, about that, to verify it's there. Anybody else?